everybody. Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? We have another big, amazing, best, worst summer movie coming up for you right now. It is somebody that we have not yet examined on the show. That's right. Sylvester Stallone in a little-known 1995 movie called Judge Dredd. Take a listen to the trailer.
When there is crime in society, there is no justice. As a city, we continue to grow.
73 citizen riots.
Come and get us!
Throw on your weapons and prepare to be judged! Judge this!
Court's adjourned.
Ready? You're a legend. You were my finest student.
Get Dredd!
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 You're under arrest.
What's the charge?
Murder.
The evidence has been falsified!
Guilty as charged.
I never broke the law! I am the law!
What chaos?
The sentence shall be life imprisonment.
I'm the chaos. Dredd? No.
Excuse me, we're not together.
It's not for this council to play God.
Who says politics is boring?
Boy, oh boy, you guys are in store for one of the most insane movies of all time. You can find this movie on YouTube in its entirety, which is a good sign. You can also buy it for like a dollar on Amazon. But Judge Dredd, it is so worth it. Rob Schneider, Sylvester Stallone, Armand Assante, and Max von Sydow. Why are you even listening to this anymore? You should be out watching it. It is... If you like the comic book, you'll hate the movie. Now, we always answer some questions, so let's open up our viewer mailbag. Here we go. Dean writes and says, just letting you know, I was wearing one of your shirts down here in Australia, and someone came up to me and told me how much they love the podcast. Keep up the good work, guys. Well, thank you, Dean. But now I guess we can't do Crocodile Dundee 3, because that will upset the Australians. You know what? We actually are going to do Crocodile Dundee 3 with the writer of Crocodile Dundee 3, Matt Berry. He will be Skyping in with us a little bit later this year. It's not a summer movie, but we might make an exception because Matt is such a great guy. Lawrence Jackson writes, why don't my parents love each other anymore? Well, it's simple, Lawrence. You were a mistake. It was an accident. They never wanted to have a kid, and they got married because they were going to have one. It was you. I mean, they were happy. You're a good kid. You turned out really good for them. But the truth is, they never wanted to be in this relationship. You've been the glue that's held them together. And guess what? That glue is wearing thin. They hate each other. But more importantly, they hate having you. But they're also proud of you. So take that with some strat. Warren Lamb writes, what are the chances you'll do Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? Warren, I'm going to say they're at 99%. It's a summer movie. It's a crazy movie, and I feel like we got to do it. If anyone actually out there knows anyone involved in a big summer bomb or a big summer mess, let us know, because we'd love to have them on the show. Benjamin Dory writes, can I get a witness? Amen. There you go. Casey McGovern says, Nick Cage once described himself as a lizard, a shark, a heat-seeking panther. If you had to describe yourself as three separate animals, with the third being qualified by an adjective, what would you say? That's a good question. I said I would be a chupacabra, manimal, and an annoyed Pegasus. Michael Sabella writes, if a freight train is going from Chicago to Atlanta at 50 miles an hour, and another train is going from Newark to Boston, then should I eat a cheeseburger or fillet of fish? Great question. Now, Mike, I assume that you got these at a Burger King or a McDonald's type of restaurant, right? You gotta go with the cheeseburger. That's what they do. It's dead. Fish fillet, that might turn back on you. It might turn back on you. Unless, of course, we're talking about during Lent and it's a Friday, then you eat the fish fillet. Harris Engstrom writes, if you had to send one bad movie back in time, or I guess it would be one bad movie back in time to warn its director, what would it be? If I had to send one bad movie back in time, man, I feel like I would take the bullet and send Godfather 3 back to Francis Ford Coppola. Be like, oh, stop. Don't do this. Don't do this. We don't want to see this. We don't want to hear the keep on pulling me back in. We don't. Sofia Coppola, amazing, talented writer, director. We don't need to see her as part of the Godfather family. We don't need to see like a 3-minute scene of Andy Garcia rolling gnocchi. So I would warn Coppola. I'd also warn him about releasing the director's cut of Apocalypse Now, but that's a different story. Ashish writes, when will the new NTSF SD SUV come out? Good question. Our brand new season starts this August with Children's Hospital. Amazing guest stars this season. We have people like Alan Tudyk, Hal Linden, the original Barney Miller, for those of you who remember Barney Miller. We also have Max Greenfield, Jake Johnson, Ed Helms, Ellie Kemper, Aziz Ansari, Aubrey Plaza. The list keeps on going on and on. It's awesome. Allison Brie. Kyle writes, when is Nicolas Cage coming in for an episode? Kyle, I'm assigning you a job. Your job is to get Nicolas Cage in here. If we can get him in here, I'm actually nervous to get Nick Cage in here because if he came in here, I feel like he might stab us or something. He's unpredictable. I mean, you heard Danny Trejo. He could beat up a bathroom, but maybe he won't beat up people. I don't know. I'm nervous to keep Cage in a confined space. The studio is pretty small. Sam Cohen writes, as a gamer, Paul, what game would you like to see turned into a movie? Also, June is great on Burning Love. Since June is not here right now, I'm going to take that compliment for June. June is great. You can check out Burning Love at burninglove.com. It's super funny. Kristen Bell is in it. June is in it. I'm in it. Adam Scott, Ken Marino. An amazing, amazing cast. You will not be disappointed. As far as a video game that I'd like to see turned into a movie, got to be Dig Dug, man. Let's get down there. It'd be like Tremors. No, Dig Dug would be the worst. Bioshock. Bioshock would be a great movie, I think. Probably not the most dialogue-based movie, but it would be really cool. Jamie writes, who would win in a fight, Chev Chelios or The Punisher? Oh, man. Well, it doesn't matter who would win. Chev Chelios would never die. So even if The Punisher beat him, Chev Chelios would live to tell the tale. Lee Man Kessler, I hope that's your right name there. Who's your first movie crush? My shameful one was Kim Cattrall in Mannequin. Dude, great pick. Of course, Kim Cattrall, yeah. Kim Cattrall like didn't age for about 15 years. Even in Police Academy, she was the same thing. Yeah, I had a big crush on Kim Cattrall. I had a big crush on Alyssa Milano from She's Out of Control. I also had a big crush, and this is not even a good one. It was like just because I thought like women had boobs. The coach's wife in Major League team owner's wife, I thought she was hot. But that may just be because they were ripping off her clothes on that the wind board. For anyone who remembers that deep Major League reference, Paul. Nick writes, will the show ever have a Razzie Award type of episode where you award the movies that you watch, like the best sports scene in a movie? And he said the basketball scene in Catwoman, or playing catch scene in The Room. Actually, that's a great idea. You know, if someone out there is passionate enough to start putting together a list of Razzie Awards, maybe we'd do it for our 50th episode, which is coming up. I mean, we're about 10 episodes away. Probably by the end of summer, we'll be ready to be doing that. But if someone wants to start putting out together categories, you can be the keeper of it, and we'll do a whole voting. We'll have our own Razzie Awards here, maybe bring back some guests from the past, and more of that. So keep on recommending your movies, because Judge Dredd was a movie that you recommended that I would never have thought of. And you can put them on our Facebook page. You can put them on earwolf.com. Any way we want to give them to us, we will take them. Thank you so much for listening. As always, feel free to rate and review our show on Amazon. It helps, I guess, for people to find the show. So we always appreciate that. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week for Judge Dredd.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. .com. The wolf dead.